Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. Governor Patrick wrapped up his trade mission in Israel today. He was there in hopes of luring Israeli businesses to Massachusetts and developing economic relationships with Israeli companies. His next stop is Great Britain. The governor brought along numerous business leaders from the Boston area, and one of them is Andrew Tarsi. Tarsi is executive director of the Progressive Business Leaders Network in Boston. We spoke with him by phone from Jerusalem today and asked how he responds to inevitable questions about whether the trip amounts to more than just a junket.
I can't help but say how frustrating it is that that's the first question people ask, because A, I've never seen a group of people work harder and more productively, and B, I've never seen a more competitive environment in a world-class city like Tel Aviv, where every 2 feet you bump into someone from another country who's trying to promote their region or their business. I'm actually relieved to know that we're here and we're competing for Massachusetts.
Yesterday, we got a sense of something tangible that's come out of this trade mission, and that's an economic development agreement that has been signed between Massachusetts and Israeli companies. The idea is to identify companies that can work together on business opportunities, especially in clean energy and information technology and biotech. Tell us what some of those business opportunities are.
We spent 4 or 5 days meeting with entrepreneurs and innovators that are so much like the Kendall Square, 128, 495, Western Mass, technology, clean energy, life sciences, entrepreneurs that you almost felt like you hadn't left home. The agreement allows the programs we have in Massachusetts that invest in those sectors and that support those sectors to leverage their investment by partnering with their counterparts here, things like nanotechnology.
Do you have examples of actual deals that have been consummated? You know, say an Israeli company that plans to open a Boston office based on something they heard or learned from this trade mission?
No, but that's not how business happens. You don't have 2 or 3 meetings and then say, let's open a Boston office of our company. Once they invent something here, they have to put an office and a facility somewhere else in order to launch that sales strategy. And the pitch here was very simple: make it Massachusetts.
Andrew, do you know if any of the Israeli companies that Massachusetts is talking with would be offered tax incentives to move here?
I didn't hear any conversation about that, and I don't think I missed a meeting.
Andrew, this gets back to sort of the junket perception that some people have. How does the financing work on this? Do you pay your own way for this?
Everyone pays their own way for this. So there were nonprofit organizations, trade associations, companies. We not only paid our own travel and hotels and the like, but we all got a bill for the overhead costs.
And you're hopeful that these relationships and deals will lead to tangible economic benefit for the state of Massachusetts down the line?
Not only am I hopeful, I know they will. I already have specific plans about where I'm following up with conversations that I had actually both with Israeli and Palestinian entrepreneurs about how in Boston we can help them become a part of our economy.
Andrew Tarsi, thanks for talking with All Things Considered.
You are very welcome.
Andrew Tarsi is executive director of the Progressive Business Leaders Network in Boston. He's been traveling this week with Governor Patrick's trade mission in Israel. The group now heads to Great Britain for meetings next week with British companies.